Hi, friends. Welcome to another episode of Your Age Is Not Your Cage with Carla Allen. I am so glad that you joined me today. And today I am just sitting here, me, myself, and I, and I'm going to chat about a few things with my conversations with Carla. And today, the thing that I really wanted to share with you is to empower women to tell them it is time to get back in the game and not give up, because you're never too old, it's never too late, or you're never too young, but it's never too late. And it is time that we have got to get back in the game. So this is what is on my heart today, and I cannot wait to share this with you. So let's jump right in. Okay, so why am I talking about this? Why is it on my heart? And I'm being honest with you that it's something that's on my heart often. It's on my heart so many times when I hear how women, and it is men too, I'm just using women right now because I am one, and how we beat ourselves up, talk horribly about ourselves, speak so much negativity over ourselves. And I am here to say that there is so much complaining in the world, and especially around the midlife generation that are aging. We complain about the aches, the pains, that I'm getting old. You hear that all the time. I'm getting old. I'm getting old. And we speak this over ourselves constantly, over and over. It is a conversation I probably hear once a day. And it's just become normal for people to complain and to talk about this ache or pain, or give excuses like, well, this is just what happens when you get older, so I might as well learn to live with it, instead of finding out what you can do about it. And my question is, when did we become a society that believes you can't age actively and powerfully and just give up instead? When did we become that society? When did we become complacent and determine that just because we're aging, that it is time to stop doing fun things? It's time to stop working out. It's time to quit caring about what I eat, because no matter what, I'm just getting old anyway. That is the mindset. And we've got to change that narrative around aging and that this is just how it is, because it is not true. My other question is, when did we decide that it's easier to just accept our fate? Let's just plant ourselves in front of TV for hours, become sedentary and stiff, pop our prescriptions, and not believe that there's more to our senior years of life. Why have we become so complacent to not question when we're just prescribed a pill, instead of being asked questions when we go see our physician? Why aren't we asked more questions about getting deeper to the issue of our symptoms, getting deeper to what's going on in your life, getting deeper into digging into, are you moving? What are you eating? What does your day look like? What are the toxins in your home? What kind of things are you putting in your body? What are you putting on your body? Those kind of questions are what we should be asked. But instead, we're handed a prescription for a pill to put a Band-Aid on. We become complacent. We become sedentary. And we just decide that this is all there is for the rest of my life. And boy, I am here today. If you can't already tell, I am here to give you that pep talk, that kick in the butt that you might need right now, right now, if that is you, right now, to get yourself back in this game of life. Life is worth it. You are worth it. Life is so much more than settling for a life of aches and pains and boredom and loneliness and not feeling well. But so many women have accepted and normalized that this is how we feel when we age, when we go through seasons of life in motherhood, when we hit perimenopause, when we hit menopause, when we hit empty nesting, whatever it is, there's always an excuse for how we're feeling instead of let's sit down and think about, let's journal out. What is it each day that I'm doing, that I'm thinking, that I'm eating, that whatever it is, why don't we go to things like that instead of this is just how it is. It goes hand in hand with aging. And I'm just here to help you understand and to help give you some inspiration and encouragement that that is not how it has to be. But we are going to have to be the ones. We are going to have to be the ones that help change the narrative surrounding aging. If we just accept aches and pains and what else? Insomnia, low libido, weight gain, and fatigue as normal as we age, we're not going to get very far. And I am here to tell you that it does not have to be that way. I am 59 years old. I cannot believe when I say that. I will be 60 at the end of this year. And it blows my mind when I say that because to me, age is just a number. I don't feel 59. I don't act 59, maybe some days, but most of the time I do not. I feel great. I feel amazing. I have so many friends of all ages, but many friends that are in their 30s and 40s. And there's many times I have to remind myself I am many steps ahead of them. And not to say that I have to act any differently, but that I also feel like I can help walk them through where they're at. I can help be a mentor and a guide and a friend and help them as they walk through steps that I've already been down. And I love that. I love this time in my life that I can do that because that is such a passion in my life, is to walk alongside other women that I've already walked in their shoes and that I can love on them, encourage them, support them, cheer them on, cry with them, and just be their friend in all of it. So that, if you can't tell, I'm so passionate about that. And it's I believe it's what God created me to do, is to be a mentor, to be a friend to these women that I'm walking some years ahead of. And He has gifted me with just the intense desire to connect women together. It is what I love, love, love to do. And I just love people. I love people and I love being with people. And so I'm not ready to give up. And I don't want you to be ready to give up either. And if you're feeling that today, please take this as the thing that you were supposed to hear today. No matter your age, you could be in your 20s and feel worn out from what this world has dealt you. You could be in your new season of motherhood thinking, oh my goodness, will life ever be the same? How am I going to do this? I'm here to encourage you and love on you and tell you to put one step forward every day, that you can do this and days do get better and that you can have hope. Hold on to hope. As I have been called a million times, Mama Hope, I love implanting and helping others feel hopeful when things feel hopeless. And so I am here to call you to a new freedom and a new excitement as you age and accept there truly is more to life. And to know that with that freedom comes joy like you never had before, an enthusiasm to encourage others, like you will have this enthusiasm to share like I do. And that's what it's all about. What you learned from, then go out and help someone else to learn the same thing. Help them to live a life well lived and not give up. You could be that for someone else too. And you know, I have dealt with things that have come up for me in my past. I've dealt with so many past injuries that have created havoc in my body. And I love, love, love physical activity. I love to weight train. I love walking. I love trying new things. And I have learned to adapt and modify where I need to. I can't do all the things I used to back in the day when I taught boot camps and CrossFit and TRX and indoor rowing, all the things that I used to do. I'm not doing all of that anymore. When I'm doing my strength training, I am mindful and I'm aware of my body and where I need to be more careful and to modify in certain areas. So I work with my injuries. I don't ignore them, but I work with them and I do the things that I know my body needs to take care of itself. And I have arthritis and I never want to label myself with any kind of illness. I have it. I can tell in my hands. I can tell in my body, mainly my hands. And again, I do what I need to help my hands to feel better. I'm constantly opening and closing them to work them. I'm constantly massaging them. And I just am very aware of what I need to do to help these past injuries. I tore my ACL probably 10 years ago now, 60% torn, and I opted not to have surgery and to let it heal on its own. I know the moves that I have to be careful in doing so I don't injure that further and fully put myself out. I've severed a hamstring that was literally left with barely anything hanging. And again, I opted for no surgery, but now I have to work around that. But my point is, I work around the things that a lot of people think you have to give up. You go, oh, I'm done with that. I've got this injury. I can no longer do this. No, that doesn't have to be the case. Find what works for you. Find a modification. Find a trainer, someone that can help you, that knows how to work around that. Find an activity that is something that you enjoy, but you don't have to stop. You don't have to stop moving. And the other things I did is I really worked hard on getting my hormones and my thyroid to their optimal best, really my whole body, but I focused a lot on those. And you can listen to my podcast last week. I went in a little more detail on that. But I'm just working. There's always going to be something that disrupts your rhythm. There's going to be things that happen that might cause you to have to slow down or step back. And for me, it has been the different injuries. I've also had a tear in my calf muscle, my bicep muscle. You know, you could get a cold or the flu that's going to slow you down. When I was caring for my dad with Alzheimer's, and then during that period, it was hard. It was hard. I tried to keep up on my physical fitness because I knew that was what keeps me mentally sane and kept me going and feeling good and kept my body strong and my immune system strong. But there were days I just could not do it, and all I could muster up was a walk. And then when he passed away, the same thing. Also my kidney surgery. For those of you that don't know, you can go way back in my podcast and hear my kidney donation story, which on June 7th, I will be celebrating my 1-year anniversary, kidneyversary, with my high school bestie, Tammy, who is my recipient. And who knows, maybe we'll do an update on that. But another thing that caused me to detour and slow down, and then I picked back up when I was able to. So don't let things that disrupt your rhythm keep you from getting back on your horse and going again. There's no reason to allow it to just continue, cause you to stop completely from taking care of yourself. You are so important. Your health is so important. And keeping moving and not letting your body go sedentary, not letting your mind go sedentary, and not allowing things in your head that constantly are saying, I can't do this. I'm not good enough. I'm too old. I've tried this before and failed. Why would I try something new now? That's too scary. I don't want to do it. And again, I encourage you, because at my age, I'm getting out of my comfort zone more than I ever have. And it's so fun. And if you don't do great at it, I hate to say fail, but you might fail. You just find something else. You laugh and you move on. And do it with friends, because it's more fun when you all fail together, is kind of what I say. Okay, so with that said, some of the things that I did that help, like with my problems or to get solutions, is one of the things as far as for injuries and things like that to my body, I found, researched, educated myself on the right treatments to address the root causes. I got tired of hearing, have this surgery, take this pill, and those were not answers for me. I did not want that to be my option. So I dug deep. Listen, I am a podcast junkie and a research junkie. And so I was continually learning and listening, which I've told you guys that before. So that just caused me to do the things that I do now, which are things like the red light therapy through Loombox, which I use their red light therapy. And I love to do it too at night when I'm going to bed to calm down, to calm my whole system down while I'm reading. It is a great way to tell your body it is time to go to sleep. And I have the infrared sauna blanket. I would love, love, love to have a infrared sauna in my home. That would be a dream come true. But for now, I have the sauna blanket, which is amazing for when my body needs some extra healing work done. And it's so relaxing. And you can get a really good sweat on to get those toxins out. I love CBD oil, and I love CBD salve that I rub on sore joints and muscles. I use castor oil a lot, and I know I've shared some of this before. The castor oil packs that you put on your stomach, and that helps with liver detox. They have several different things, but I love Queen of Thrones castor oil and her packs. I've done cryotherapy, have not cold plunged. Y'all, that scares me to plunge in ice cold water, but maybe eventually, because I know it would be so amazing for my body. But I have done cryotherapy, and I can tolerate that. And I really, really did like that. I liked how calm I felt, yet energetic. And I felt like it helped my body within, as far as the deep work inside. And I did that before I had my kidney surgery. I did several rounds of that in infrared at an actual sauna to just help prepare my body for surgery. I've done dry needling before, massages, all that kind of stuff. Those are the kind of things that I look at. Another thing is I love in the winter. I'm not really a fan in the summer of baths. In the winter, I love a Epsom salt bath with maybe magnesium and essential oils and different things in it. So I do love that too. So everything I do, I just do that is going to help calm my body, soothe my body, help my body to recover and heal and help me to get to another level of just good health. And so those are the options that I choose. And of course, I do supplements and things like that too, but I'm not going to get into all that. Okay, also, second, I discovered exercises that work for my body at my age. And I've talked about this before, so I'm not going to go real into it, but just find what it is that works for you that you like. And even if you think, you know what, weight training's not for me, I'm intimidated by the gym, I don't know what to do, I don't know where to start, don't let that stop you. Get someone just to help train you in the very beginning. Get someone to just help you walk through. Get someone that can show you around the gym. I've told people before, I am happy to show you around the gym and show you weights and show you things to help you get started. There are so many YouTubes and there's so many trainers and so many ways. Don't let that stop you from moving forward in exercise. And if that means walking or running or biking, whatever it is, do something that you enjoy and that you'll keep doing and that you are disciplined at and you become consistent at. I repeat that over and over and over because it is the true plan for success is your discipline, your consistency, your commitment, and above all, your mindset around all of it and your mindset of, I can do anything I set my mind to. I am a strong woman. I am confident. I am beautiful. I am strong. Whatever your I am statement is, pour those out over yourself. Pour them out in the morning when you start your day. Put them on sticky notes to remind yourself. Put them in your car. put them on a recording and play them back to yourself, whatever it takes, and journal them at night and write out, I am, and write out your accomplishments for the day. Just keep pouring that positivity into yourself and those affirmations and wrapping your mindset around that. And that is what will help you create that consistent discipline. Okay, another fun thing, which I need to get better at and I want to be better at, is do the things you used to love as a kid. Like, think about it. What was your favorite thing you loved to do as a kid? Find the activities that light you up like that again. Go do them by yourself. Do them with husband, boyfriend, friends. Grab a friend to go do something that you used to like to do as a kid. But get out of your comfort zone and try these new things. And it doesn't have to look the same for everyone, but go do something that lights you up and makes you laugh and that you have fun doing. I always said that one of the things that I wrote down, it's been a few years now or more, on things that I still would like to do that I wanted to do as a kid. And this isn't so much an activity, but I always wanted to be a radio DJ. So I look at what I'm doing now with my podcast that I did not start until last year when I started this the week I donated my kidney. If you didn't know that, I released my first podcast like the day before my kidney surgery. And I just went for it. And that was at 58 years old. So my dream of being a radio DJ is being seen and played out through my podcasting days. Because I love doing things like this. And I love encouraging people. And I love when I have interviews with others where I can talk with them and share their stories. It's what I love to do. So that was one of my favorite things. I played like I was a DJ when I was a kid and recorded them on cassette tapes back then, for those of you that know what a cassette tape is. But the other thing I used to love to do was dance. If I am not a good dancer, but oh, I tell you, if I could be a dancer, I've said that when I get to heaven, that Jesus already has my place for me where I'm going to be dancing. I'm going to have an incredible voice because right now I have neither. But I used to pretend and make up dance moves to songs and it was so much fun. And I loved being outdoors and I loved riding bikes and doing things like that. So go be a kid again. Go find what it is that makes you laugh and feel like you are a kid again. The next thing I suggest is just fueling your body with proper nutrition, with whole clean eating, which means protein forward, chicken, fish, beef, all the proteins, and using that to fuel your body in the right way so it has the energy that it needs. And also, it's so important as far as hydrating. I'm such a hydrator, and I have to be even more so after my surgery. But hydrate, add electrolytes, put back in what you've worked off, and sleep. Nutrition, hydration, sleep, and exercise, all so key in the role of good health in your life and actively aging and powerfully aging. These are such key ingredients. And also, I want to add to that, the next one would be do what you love and also slow down. What is it you love to do? I love to read and I don't get enough time to do it. I wish I could just read and read and read. But do what you love to do. Play with your dogs. I love to walk my dogs. It's one of my favorite things, is just to get out with them. And what else? Just things like that are my favorite. Just being on my back porch and watching a sunset is one of my all-time favorite things. So find what that is that you love and to slow down. If it's just sitting there and talking to God, if it's just sitting there and praying or meditating, also take the time to slow down and enjoy your life. So, as I said, as far as coming up on my kidney anniversary, I wanted to let you know that after that surgery, I decided that And then after my dad passed away, that I felt like I was in one of those, like I said, a little bit of a funk. Like, I need a fire lit under me. And it caused me to seek out a dear friend, Tama, and ask for her help in jump starting my training program again, helping me to get back on track, helping me to get that fire back, because I needed a little extra after a very difficult year. And so look at it and maybe write down what's holding you back. What is it that's keeping you from moving forward? Write that down. And then write down, is it you and your unbelief in yourself? Are you believing I can't do this anyway, so why try? Is it past trauma and hurts that tell you you can't do this, so don't even try? Is it those old voices in your head saying, what do you think you're doing? You're not good enough, or you can't do that. And that's where we have to get our mindset in the right place and believe, truly believe, and replace those negative sayings with positive affirmations over ourselves. And I'm going to go into more detail on mindset and things like that on a future podcast, because everything I do in my health coaching, everything is mindset first. That is the first and foremost thing you have to get in line before you move further into anything else. So I will talk about that more on another podcast. And if you are interested at all in chatting with me further on health coaching, all my info's in the show notes, reach out to me. And I would love to chat with you more on that. But ask yourself, what could you start today? What is one thing, just one thing? You don't need a whole list of things, but what is one thing you could start today? And you could even listen to my podcast that I did with my friend Kathleen, and it was on her book, and it was all about starting with that one thing. And it was amazing, and I'll put that in the show notes too, but start there, then do another, and then another, and another. Once you get through one, it will excite you to move on to the next one. Don't wait for motivation. I say this all the time. Don't wait for motivation. Just discipline yourself and be consistent and commit to it, because this will become a regular rhythm for you. And before you know it, then you will have created that healthy new habit. You can do this. Believe this. Tell me, what is the one thing you could do today? And here's a few quick steps, and then I'm finished. Number one, believe in yourself and do the things that I talked about. Believe in yourself. Number two, replace negative things with positive. If you walk around saying, I can't do this, replace it with, I can do this. I'm not smart enough to do that. I am more than capable and smart to do that. I'm too busy to do that. I can knock something off my schedule to make time for me and my health. You get the idea. Just change the negative statements to positive statements. I am not beautiful. Change that to, I am beautiful. I am a child of God. I am worthy and valued and loved, and I am worthy of taking care of myself and my body. And so I'll stop with that. I could go on and on. Okay, three, start with that one thing. Write down, what is that one thing you could start? Is it walking 10 minutes a day? Is it, I'm not going to watch TV, or I'm just going to watch 30 minutes of TV, set the timer and turn it off. Or I'm not going to be on my phone before bedtime, but I will read instead. What's that one thing you could do? One thing. Just look at that and start there. Once you've mastered that, move on to the next thing. And keep doing that one thing until it becomes a regular rhythm and a habit. And then add one more thing and do the same. It sounds simple And it can be simple if you just stay disciplined and consistent and commit to it. You're worth it. You are worth it. And life is worth it. Life is worth going into your 80s and 90s feeling amazing, feeling great, and being able to bend down and get back up and to pick up grandkids and to run around a backyard and to chase whatever it is. I want to be able to do those things. I want to be able to hang out with my younger friends and keep up. And I want to be able to help love on and play with their kids too. Those are my goals and my dreams. And so don't let your mindset tell you you can't do it, because you can. And then the last thing I think is so important, surround yourself with like-minded people that have similar goals and excitement for life that you do, and refuse to give up just because of their age. Make sure you hear that. Surround yourself. If you're surrounding yourself with people that are thinking like you and have similar goals and love life and refuse to just allow themselves to give up as they're aging, then you're surrounding yourself with the right people. You will motivate and encourage and cheer each other on. And then show them that your age is not your cage. Show them you're not too old. Show them it's never too late. Help me to change the narrative around aging. Help me, and then help someone else do the same. And let's change the narrative around aging that it's miserable, it's awful, you might as well just give up, you might as well just go sit on a sofa and eat a bag of chips and watch TV and not move again, because it's not worth it. I'm here to tell you it is worth it. I'm here to tell you, as a 59-year-old health coach and podcaster and actively aging, powerfully aging woman, that is not true, and that your age is not your cage, and we together can be the change. And I invite you along on this journey to help me to change that narrative. So, off my soapbox, I am done. Actually, it wasn't a soapbox. It was my passion. It was my passion. I hope you hung with me through it, because I truly believe in this with all of my heart. And I believe that we can make a difference. Let's show the generations behind us and the generations behind them what it looks like to age actively, to age powerfully, to be excited about where we're heading as we age. Let's help them to know they don't have to dread it, and they don't have to change everything about themselves as they age, that they can be uniquely themselves and age beautifully, just like we are, with enthusiasm and excitement and joy and thankfulness, most of all, to God for this beautiful life that He has given us. Okay, that's all I have for you today. Please don't forget, it helps me so, so much. I know I had a couple new reviews this week, and I'm forever, ever grateful for you doing that. It literally takes no time at all. If you go in and just do a quick rating on the stars and do a quick review, and it helps so much. And share this with friends, share it with family, subscribe to my YouTube channel, all the things. It really, really helps me out with this and lets me know that I am making a difference to someone out there, that someone is hearing this that needed to hear it. And it just makes my heart so incredibly full and happy. So I thank you so much for listening to Your Age Is Not Your Cage every week. It means the world to me. And I will see you next Wednesday on another episode. Thanks so much. Love you guys.